Several new surveys of voters show people are disgusted with politics. Anti-incumbent sentiment is higher than ever. Equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans say their own congressmember doesn't deserve to be reelected. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports that turnout is another red flag.
In the 25 states that have held statewide primaries so far this year, turnout is down. It was only about 18% in 2010. Now it's even lower. Just about 15% of eligible citizens voted this year, according to a new report from the Center for the Study of the American Electorate. Curtis Gans runs the center.
We're talking about very small numbers of people going to the polls.
The overall drop in participation is fueled by a number of things, says Republican analyst Pete Wehner.
Turnout is low because the American people are deeply discontented and disenchanted with American politics. The country is in bad shape. It's in bad shape economically, and the world is aflame. There's a sense that we're the victims of events rather than in control of events.
Paralysis in Washington doesn't help either, says Democrat Bill Galston.
Gridlock is at an all-time high. The productivity of Congress is at an all-time low. And many Americans are asking themselves, how much difference does it make who the people are and what the party balance is if nothing seems to change election after election?
Gridlock in Washington isn't new, but low turnout elections are a departure from recent trends. The last two midterms were high-interest, high-turnout elections. In 2006, Democrats and independents were fired up against the Iraq War and George W. Bush. In 2010, Republicans and independents reacted against Barack Obama. 2014, well, this election, says Curtis Gans, is still not in focus.
2014, I would describe it as a slog, essentially. People are not focused on this election. With the exception of strong partisans in each party, people are not engaged.
Carol Dougherty with the Pew Research Center just completed a new survey about voter engagement this year. Dougherty says even in this disinterested environment, Republicans do have an edge on this important factor, but not as big an edge as they had at this time in 2010.
You see a little less enthusiasm on the Republican side than you saw in 2010. It doesn't appear as if Democrats are any more engaged than they were then in 2010. And so the sense is that right now, while the Republicans have a clear advantage in engagement, it's nothing like the advantage they held 4 years ago.
But even if there's no big Republican wave this fall, the GOP is still well positioned to win the ultimate prize, a net six-seat pickup that would give them control of the Senate. Historically, Republicans turn out in higher numbers than Democrats in midterm elections. Historically, the president's party loses an average of 7 Senate seats in the second-term midterm. Add that to the fact that the map of Senate battleground races this year is full of red state pickup opportunities for Republicans. And you see the obstacles facing Democrats, says Bill Galston.
I find it difficult to believe that Democrats are going to be able to swim against the historical tide unless some of their core supporters are a lot more mobilized and enthusiastic than they appear to be right now.
Democrats, of course, are working hard to register and turn out their core supporters, but right now those efforts are invisible and it's impossible to measure them in a poll. In the meantime, voters continue to tune out. There was one more sign of disengagement that the Pew poll measured. Carol Dougherty found that just over half of registered voters could correctly identify the party of their own representative.
Now, remember, this is a guess that you don't have a 50% chance of being right. There are only two options. So 53% got it right, which is a pretty low number.
It's not clear what the partisan consequences of such a disengaged electorate will be in the fall, but it's not a good thing for either party when so few voters are interested or invested in the political process. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.